I hope your day is full of menorahs and dreidels and challah and latkes and kugel, noodle kugel. It's a Jew intro. Buckle up. No, we have an amazing guest for you this week with the one, the only comedian, Joe Morrissey. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Joe Morrissey, there's just a few things I want to tell you about. First, I am coming to the Brea Improv 2 days after Christmas, December 27th, with Kim Congdon. Tickets available at Princess Shank in the link tree. That's where all of my ticket links are available. It's going to be a great time. Also, Comedy Store, This Bitch and Friends show returns January 14th, main room, 7:30. It's a stack lineup. Tickets for that in the link in my bio as well. We sold out last time, hoping to sell out this time too. So buy tickets sooner rather than later. And before we get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only Joe Morrissey, I just want to tell you about something I'm excited about. And that's Oh Yeah Socks. Oh yeah. When it comes time to slippers and socks, there's only one brand I trust. That's Oh Yeah Socks. Oh Yeah Socks, 3OHYEAH.com. If you head over to the website, you'll see an amazing assortment of fun socks and really unique slippers. They make amazing stocking stuffers. They make amazing Christmas gifts. They have alligator slippers. They have bear slippers. They have flamingo slippers, okay? They got donut socks. They have cupcake socks. Whatever you're into, there's a pair of socks for you. Shop ohyeah.com. That's 3OHYEAH.com. Discount code Sarah10. That's SARA10. All right, let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only Joe Morrissey. Guys, here it is. What's up, guys? Welcome to Shank. I'm Sarah Weinshank, and today's guest is the one, the only comedian, Joe Morrissey.
Hey, Sarah, it's great to be here with you.
I know. I'm so excited that you're on. You are one of the funniest people.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
And you have been, and we started around the same time.
Yeah, you and I were in the trenches together, as I like to call it.
I would definitely call it the trenches.
They were trenches. It is like warfare.
So. Yeah, we trauma bonded.
Yeah. Yeah, you and I remember you at like 10 years ago. Going to
rock paper
and like Dangerfields 3.
Oh,
I don't know where the first two are.
I don't know either. Dangerfields 3 was so weird.
Yeah,
was that in someone's house? It was like a comedy club that was like, what's the guy's name who owned it?
I don't remember.
Ugh.
But it was, it was like a lobby of a building. I want to say,
yeah, it was like. Yeah, Dangerfields 3. I totally blocked out Dangerfields 3 until right now.
Yeah. This is good to talk to you because I feel like I don't talk to you.
I know, we haven't talked in a while.
Well, I'm busy, like, at work. I don't really talk.
Because you're busy doing door guy stuff.
Yeah, I'm busy running the place. And it was a little disappointing I didn't get acknowledged last night.
What do you mean?
It was our Comedy Store Christmas party and... Well, I'm far and away the employee of the year.
And you feel like you should have been celebrated.
Yeah, there isn't a close second.
Right.
It's me. Everyone knows it.
Right.
But I wasn't given the TV.
And who got the TV?
I told everybody. I told my dad I was getting
No.
Yeah, so.
You bought a hook for the TV.
I jinxed it. It was an undefeated season, so I should be given
who got the TV?
Guam.
Guam got the TV?
Yeah, I guess it's like a lifetime achievement award or something.
What?
But, yeah.
So that's what they do at the Comedy Store party before the staff gives each other awards.
Yeah, there's like a raffle and then but it's not like we don't vote on it. It's just given by the managers. They decide it.
What if Guam paid one of the managers so he can get this TV?
I mean, I think and Guam would say throughout the year, Guam like manifested it for himself because he'd be like, Joe, you better get a TV at the end of the year. He would say that repeatedly, but I guess he made it happen for himself. Asshole.
Oh my God. Did anyone else get a TV or just him?
Well, yeah, they do that. for the door staff, they give one to the bartender staff and then one to a server or whatever. But
I never knew they gave TVs out.
Yeah, big ones. 55
I did
inch.
See really big TVs just stacked in the main room. And I was like, what's up with these big TVs?
Yeah. I want a massage gun in the raffle. So that's
good, though.
Yes. Yeah, I'm tense.
You are from working so hard? Employee well, of the real employee of the year needs yeah, the massage gun.
I there's a lot of tension here.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Was it a Thera gun?
It's not, I don't know what the brand is, but it should be. It looks nice.
It looks efficient.
Yeah. So we'll see.
So you won something.
Yeah.
So you're a big snack guy. Is that true? You're a big food guy.
Yeah, big food. Yeah, I mean, I snack at the comedy store. They have a snack closet.
They do?
Yeah, at home I don't really snack, though.
Oh, because...
But I am a big, regular food guy. I try not to snack because I don't want to be fat.
Chelsea Skidmore told me, I told her that you're coming on the podcast, and she was like, ask him about his snacks. And I was like, okay.
Well,
she's like,
I
see him with healthy snacks.
I used to bring those to work a lot.
Your healthy snacks?
Yeah. Because I used to go to Erewhon all the time when I lived over there, but I don't go there anymore. And now we have the snack cabinet, so I don't need to bring my own snack.
What's in the snack cabinet? Is it like Doritos?
It's like...
Oreos?
Like Ritz, crack, those peanut butter sandwiches, and then the ones with the cheese.
Which do you like more?
I like the cheese.
Me too.
Yeah. And then it's a really thin layer, though. They should put a little more in there.
Double stuff the Ritz. Yeah. The Ritz.
And then there's like Lay's potato chips. And then, like, the assortment chip box, like, the variety pack.
Like Doritos, Lay's.
Yeah, they have mini beef jerky bags, peanuts, cashews. There's a lot. It's a big selection.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know this. Is this by the kitchen?
It's in the manager's office in the back.
Oh, that's right.
In the
right.
back room.
In the back room, by the cameras.
Yeah, where all the money is.
Oh, yeah,
and all the liquor.
They put all the money, the liquor, and the snacks in the most secure place.
Well, yeah, they put them in the green room, so you've probably seen them.
The snacks?
Yeah, in the little tray.
Every time I see snacks in the green room, I'm like, yeah.
Well, those are the snacks.
Well, fuck. You know what I don't like when people put, like, a weird vegetable platter in the green room? I don't want, like, a communal broccoli tray before I go do 15 minutes.
I forget whose show that is, but they always bring that.
It looks disgusting.
You don't like the carrots and the broccoli?
No. I'm like, I'm not going to, like, eat broccoli publicly.
The dip?
That every other comedian is dipping into.
Well, as long as there's no double dipping, it's...
They're comedians. They're definitely double dipping.
Yeah, they're sick.
They're feral fucks.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
So wait, how long have you been doing stand-up? Like 13 years, 12 years?
I mean, I started doing open mics in Chicago in 2008.
Oh, so
it's like 15.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a long time. I'm 39 years old now.
It's so crazy. It's fucked up how you wake up and you're like, wait, I'm 36.
Yeah, it's weird. Is that what you are?
Yeah, I was like,
sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, I already revealed it.
Yeah, it is weird to think about that I'll be 40 next month.
And you're like, wait, I just started focusing only on the stand-up, and then I woke up, and now I'm 36.
Yeah, it's wild.
It is wild.
I mean, in Chicago, I wasn't really serious about it, though. I mean, I'm from there, so that's where I started, where I lived for the first 28 years of my life.
Isn't that where you worked at that restaurant? What was it called? Tina and...
It wasn't a restaurant.
It was
a
show.
Yeah.
What was
it
called?
Dinner theater. Yeah, Tony and Tina's wedding.
What would you do?
You start out as like the wait staff. It's a show. You're not.
Oh,
like,
you got to work your way up at Tony and Tina.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. You
like you're the door
up.
Guy.
Yeah.
They have a system.
Yeah. You start on the wait staff, and then you get into the. Like the real cast, like then I became a groomsman and then Tony.
Oh, you became the Tony.
The lead, yeah.
Do you have to sing?
No, there's no singing. It's just there's some dancing. You do sing like a little jingle with the other guys, but you don't have like a solo thing.
What, do you remember the jingle?
It was what was the song? I don't remember the song. Sorry, it was some Italian shit.
You had to sing an Italian song.
Well, it wasn't in Italian, but it was like I don't know. Now I'm like humming Jingle Bells. It wasn't that. I forgot what it was, but yeah, I mean, I drank too much last night. Think you remember that?
No, I mean, I don't expect you to know the jingle from when you worked at Tony and Tina's wedding.
But yeah, it was dancing, and there's a lot of choreography. And
really?
Yeah.
So you had to learn choreography.
Well, there's like the show is half improv, and then there's a script.
Was it fun?
There's certain points you have to hit to move the show along.
Yeah, yeah.
But the rest, like you improv, you talk to the audience, like you can interact with them. Yeah, it was fun. I did it for like a year and a half.
So
it didn't pay well. So
it didn't.
Like, yeah,
I still had to get a job. I'm Tony, and I still can't pay the bills.
Yeah,
just
my parents
being
were like, my dad was like, get a job. I'm like, yeah, I have one, and I'm living at home, so kick me out. I dare you. You won't. You love me. You know what I mean? They won't kick me out. They didn't.
Tony and Tina's wedding. Okay, so is the whole situation like you're at this couple's wedding?
Yes. And some people think like they're actually at a wedding. They're dumb.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, I guess people that like bring people, they're like, oh, we're going to this thing. And like my friend said his dad was like, he went to it and he thought he was at somebody's wedding. I'm like, yeah, okay.
No. Does it still exist?
I don't think so. Maybe in Vegas.
You look it up.
But it was like a really popular thing in the 90s. It started in New York as a, you know, it's a big off-Broadway.
Okay.
You know, it's not on Broadway. It's off. It's off it.
Oh, there's one in Nevada.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Vegas.
That was just like a real wedding, only funnier.
Yeah, see Chicago Tribune, New York Times. Yeah.
That's wild. Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, I don't know if you remember, there was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm years ago where a guy that Cheryl was friends with was in Tony
and
Tina's
wedding. I don't remember that. And that's
then he
so
did,
funny.
And then he did like some improv with Larry in the bathroom.
No, that's so funny.
Yeah.
A Curb Your Enthusiasm is one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
So if you had to pick your last meal, what would it be?
I've been asked this before, believe
it
or not. I would say this, you know, it's a lot of things. I would, you have to go full course.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would like to have garlic bread and fried calamari.
To start?
Isn't it? Yeah, to start off. Then I'd like a Caesar salad.
With anchovies or no?
No, I don't want anchovies. Well, it's already in the sauce, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. It's in some, but not all. Do you want anchovies in the dressing? Do you
like
the
actual
tang?
Thing or just mixed
in? Mixed in.
I mean, it's fine if I taste it. I don't want to see the little fishies,
the little guys.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no chicken because I'm going to have chicken later in that Caesar salad. I will have... Because at the dinner, I want chicken parmesan. With a side of linguine pasta.
You're killing this right now.
Bolognese sauce.
I asked you the right question.
And then a filet mignon, probably like a 10 ounce.
A 10 ounce.
And then probably dessert.
What's dessert?
Cannoli and probably just cookies and cream ice cream.
That was a good rundown.
Yeah. I mean, because like on my podcast, I talk a lot of...
Are you still doing your podcast?
Yeah, I do it at All Things Comedy.
What's it called? Is it called...
It's called Joe Code. And
that's what I thought. Okay.
We hit a lot on food, beer, and men on that on my podcast.
Food, beer, and men.
Yeah, those are the main themes.
So
I alienate
women.
Half the population. It's inadvertent, but like I get a lot of emails, and they're all from
men.
Guys. Yeah, it's very rarely from women.
Food, beer, and men.
Yeah.
What it's are fun. You a beer guy?
Yeah, I do like it.
What are your favorite beers? Rank them.
I mean, that's a good question. Well, people make fun of me because I always drink. Like, if I'm out, I always order a different beer. Like, I don't stick to. Like, I like
You're not
all
loyal.
I like IPAs, Pilsners, all of it. I'm really into Belgian beers right now. They're really good. Strong. They're strong. You got to be careful.
Belgian beer?
Yeah.
What about, like, a Stella or a Peroni?
Yeah, I'll do those.
They're not your favorite.
Like, we have those at the Comedy Store. They're just very basic.
Oh.
Like, I'll like an 8. I like Blondes, the ales.
Okay.
Like last night I bought this Belgian blonde ale. It was really good.
But don't you get full from
it's
beer?
La Chauffée.
Oh, La Chauffée.
Yeah.
Sounds fancy.
And no, I don't. People say that. I don't know. I just,
you're a beer guy.
Yeah. Cause that's all I'll drink. I don't drink hard liquor or any of that.
What are your hobbies? What are Joe Morisi's hobbies?
I like to run hills.
You do?
That's what I work out. Yeah.
That's a good workout.
Yeah, I go to Runyon Canyon, and I run up the hill.
The Runyon Canyon scene is the scene.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a great workout. I built a lot of muscle doing that.
Yeah. You're ripped from charging.
It's resistance training. You run. I mean, like I'll jog up, I'll then walk a little bit, and then some of the stretches up the hill I'll run, like it's not full sprint, but pretty fast, you know?
Yeah.
Or as fast as I can going uphill. It's hard.
Like how many days a week do you do that?
I try to do it 5.
That's crazy.
No.
That's good. That's healthy.
Yeah, it's good. I'm in shape.
Yeah, that's good.
I know.
What are your other hobbies?
That's it.
Beer, food, and hills.
Well, yeah, because I don't have a lot of time to do stuff. Like, I do, I get up at, like, 1 or 2 in the afternoon every day.
I know, because you don't get home from work until what time?
Usually, like, 2, sometimes later. And I'll go to eat at Mel's.
What do you get?
Diner. Whatever I feel like getting.
Do you have, like, a favorite?
I really like they have a good, patty melt there, and they make a couple good smash burgers. They have a few different kinds.
I love a smash burger.
Yeah. I'm really into those now. And they have this thing called the Santa Fe salad that is really good.
Yeah. Is that like
straight out of New Mexico?
I don't know why they
call it that, but it's good.
It's like a Southwestern salad.
Yeah. It's like black beans and corn in it.
That sounds good.
Yeah. With a good, Chipotle ranch. It's a little spicy, though. You got to be careful. About halfway in, it starts to hit you. So I've been getting regular ranch. It's too spicy. I'm not really into spicy that much anymore.
Ugh. Are you on the dating apps?
Yeah. It's really stupid.
How's it going?
It's going bad.
It is?
Very bad. I mean, I don't know. It's L.A.
I don't know
what these women are looking for. You know, I don't know. I'm just on Hinge and Bumble.
Yeah, which do you like more between the two?
I guess Hinge. Hinge is kind of just, I don't know. I like where it's even playing field.
Not like Bumble
message.
Where like the girl messages you first.
Yeah,
are the ones that message you, like, are any of them cool? Or are they aggressive? Like, because I've never done Bumble because I'm like, I don't want to be the first one to message. It feels weird to me.
Yeah, I get that. No, they're usually not like aggressive. Like they'll just be like, hi. Sometimes they'll say, hey, handsome, which is nice to hear.
Yeah, that is nice.
So, but yeah, I haven't really had much going on Bumble. Like Hinge is more active.
Hinge?
Yeah.
Do you leave any of those voice prompts?
No, I don't want to reveal how I talk.
You don't?
I don't think it's very sexy.
But they're going to find
my voice is good for comedy, not for dating. They're going to what?
Well, maybe you can make a funny voice note.
I don't know, maybe. But yeah, those things seem stupid for men to do. I feel like women do them, but...
What, the voice notes?
Yeah, I've heard women say
them. I've heard men say them, and I'm like, this is a red flag.
Well, Some of the men's ones,
Yeah. Don't do one.
What are they saying?
I think I deleted Hinge, but sometimes it'll just be like, one guy was singing and his voice wasn't good.
Yeah, what an idiot.
One guy sounded just like kind of monotone and kind of boring just by his voice.
Yeah, that would be me.
Do you think?
do I sing?
Well, could you sing? Do you sing?
I do karaoke.
Did you sing last
night? I don't really sing.
Right. But what's your go-to karaoke song?
Like a Blink-182, probably.
Which one?
I really like The Rock Show. I mean, I've done a lot of them. I
heard that song in so long.
I've done Man Overboard before, which is hard because both of them, Mark and Tom, if you're familiar with the band, they both sing in that song. So you got to kind of go really fast to try to hit them both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What are your favorite? If you had to listen to one song for the first time ever again, what song would it be?
It's a really good question.
Somebody asked me that recently, and I was like, that is a good question.
Wait, say it again.
If you had to listen to one song that you already have heard for the first time again, what song would you pick?
Like, you'd be like, wow, this song's great.
Yeah, like you've never heard it.
Man, that's a really good question. Maybe Sugar, We're Going Down. Fall Out Boy.
I didn't think you were going to say that.
Why?
I don't know. That's such a funny pick.
I don't know. It has a good start to the song. I don't know. What's yours then?
Mine would be like a Fleetwood Mac song, probably.
What?
Yeah.
Which one?
Dreams.
Yeah, that has a nice start.
Yeah. Sugar, I'm Going Down Swinging.
Sugar, We're Going Down. Yeah, we are going down swinging. It's good. I don't know. I like that song.
That is a good song.
I've karaoke'd it a lot.
You have?
Yeah.
But still want to be your first choice between Blink-182.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I mean, yeah. I mean, Blink, it could go, it's close, but yeah, I guess I'll just pick that one.
Okay. What about reading? Do you read?
Just like stuff on my phone, not like books. Do you?
No.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, who reads? I mean, we should read.
I feel like I should read, but instead of reading, I'll listen to an audiobook.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I have I have books, but I don't read them.
they sit on a shelf.
I've read some of them.
Yeah.
Or I mean, like, you know, parts of the books.
A chapter here, chapter there. Yeah, and then you say, well, that'll do.
Yeah, I don't finish it.
Me either.
Yeah, I was never into reading.
But in school, I had to read a lot. Did you go to college?
I dabbled.
You dabbled. Yeah. You were in and out.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
College?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything for me there.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm like, I could have started comedy when I was 18. That's what I should have done.
Yeah. Well, I had the idea of doing it when I was that young, like 18 or 19, but I was like too scared to start. And I was like, I don't know how I start.
That's what's weird is there's no way to know how to start.
Yeah. So then I went to Iowa. You know.
What?
Well, for college? Yeah, University of Iowa.
How was that?
It was cool. It's in Iowa City.
Were you in a fraternity?
Nah, I didn't do that. I had a cool group of guys that lived on my floor in my dorm. But I only made it a year there. I just partied the whole time. I didn't really go to class.
Like,
I mean, I went, but I didn't study.
Did you have a major?
No.
Cool.
I didn't declare.
You didn't declare. You didn't last long enough.
I do declare that I didn't have a major. Yeah, no, I didn't. I was just taking gen ed classes, and it's like, I gotta go.
And then you moved to LA from Iowa.
No.
Then you moved to Chicago.
Went back, yeah, back home to Chicago for a while. I didn't move to LA till I was 28. You know.
Was the Chicago scene fun, like, to start?
It was, yeah. It was a cool place to start. Like,
Do you remember Brian Christopher?
Yeah, of course.
He's from Chicago, right?
Yeah, Brian's back there now.
Yeah.
He's doing comedy a little bit, but he's pretty much just working, it seems like. I don't know if he's doing
He
it
was
that much.
Really funny.
Yeah, Brian was great. I loved having him out here. He's the... he invented Joe Eats. He was the creator of my little show that I did.
And that would just be like you eating like a hoagie and giving it a review.
Yeah. Right? Well, that was the thing. It was kind of a mock review show. People would always be like, well, how is it? Like, it was just a funny thing.
Yeah, it was like, so funny.
And then I used to do it, and then I moved it to Instagram and just made it shorter because we were doing like long form videos. But yeah, Brian's a good dude. I miss him. I haven't talked to him much. I mean, he'll like reply to my stories
on
Instagram.
Yeah, he replies to mine sometimes too, but I remember he used to have like a keyboard.
Yeah, he did that.
And it like worked though, kind of. I remember it working.
Yeah, it had, it was battery powered. Yeah, it made the sounds.
Yeah. And, I was like, I wouldn't have thought to do that, but it worked.
Yeah, I incorporated that in his comedy, but.
Have you ever incorporated a prop?
No, I don't do that.
Me either.
But yeah, some of those Chicago guys I still talk to, so it's cool.
That is cool.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't think I could confidently go on stage with a prop.
No.
I would be like, am I fucking Carrot Top? Like, what? Yeah, and then, especially at the store.
Yeah, you don't want to do
it. If it was like a small room where the nightcap in Burbank, I could bring a prop.
I was going to say the belly room.
The belly room. I could bring a prop into the belly room. But imagine bringing a prop into the main room.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
I would never. All right, guys, let's take a second from the podcast to talk about our sponsor. It's Schedule 35. Anyone who knows me knows that I love Schedule 35. When it's the only brand I trust when it comes to microdosing. Head over to schedule35.co. You can shop psilocybin. Whether you're into capsules or chocolate or tea, there's a way to consume it for you. And there's a discount. Schedule35.co, shank15 for 15% off. All right, let's get back into the pod.
Do you do these other shows that are out there? I don't even go anywhere. I don't have a car, so that's a thing.
How long have you not had a car for?
2 years.
Is that a bitch? Or do you just lift?
It's that bad. Cause like I live walking distance to the comedy store.
Oh, that's not bad at all then. That's kind of perfect.
So yeah, I don't really mind it, but you have to do like shopping online.
Like Instacart?
Like your shoe size. You better know your shoe size cause you're not going to try them on. That's why I only buy Nikes now. Cause I know I'm a 9 in Nike.
No, so you're loyal.
Well, yeah, I don't know what else to do.
You're gonna get a Nike sponsorship.
But I had to Uber to REI to get my new hiking shoes, though. That was a bit of a pain in the ass.
I love REI. Yeah, the smell of REI.
And they keep asking me to be a member. It's enough. with the pressure at the checkout.
Like, are you sure you don't want to become a member?
Yeah, no, I come here like once every 2 years for the shoes. I'm doing all my shopping there. It's sort of expensive.
It's so expensive. You have to make a ton of money to just be able to go to REI and leave with a tent and a cooler.
Yeah.
It's like, that's like almost $1,000, I feel like, right?
I don't know. Yeah, the tents, I would imagine, are
the tents
super
are expensive.
I haven't looked. I've never gone camping.
You've never gone camping?
I don't think I'll ever be looking at what a tent price of a tent is.
You don't? Yeah, you've never camped?
I think we did it in our neighbor's backyard as kids, but that doesn't really count. Suburban camping.
Okay. There's some reasonable ones. I mean, that one's on sale for $350. That one's
North Face, only $185.
This one was $1,000, and now it's reduced to $699.
Big Agnes. Yeah.
The Big Agnes tent.
Oh, wow. It's got like a little room in there.
Yeah.
So what's happening in the middle there with that tent, though? That's just like a roof. It's like a 2-room tent.
Maybe that's where you set up the lawn chairs.
Yeah.
But, oh, you know what my friends did do, though? We did this there was a big snowstorm in Chicago. My friends would build an igloo in their backyard.
Was that fun?
Igloos are awesome.
Did it look
warm?
Did it come out good?
Yeah.
How do you even build an igloo?
It's hard. You need a ton of snow. Like, you need multiple.
You need like a team.
You need feet of snow.
Yeah.
And then, it was my friend and his two brothers. I don't know how they did it. I forget how they said
and
it,
was
but they
warm?
Had the thing you crawl in. Yeah, it's warm in there.
And it just
even though it's
stayed?
All snow.
It
yeah.
just stayed?
Yeah, it stays as long as it's below freezing out. Yeah.
And did you guys sleep in the igloo?
No, I just hung out and drank in there.
Let's go drink beers in the igloo.
Yeah, it's fun.
It does sound fun.
Yeah, it is. I'd love to do it again. If it snows
Fingers
a lot
crossed.
When I'm there, I'm going there in a couple weeks for Christmas and see if it snows.
See if you can get an igloo moment.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Think you would like camping, even though you haven't really done it? Because you like...
Everyone seems like a good thing to do, to go take drugs. I don't do drugs, man. People, let's get high or whatever, it's...
Right, you're just a beer guy.
Yeah, I...
Do you smoke weed?
No, it's been like 7 years. I don't know.
You didn't like it.
No, because once those vape pens started coming out,
yeah,
I would hit them. I remember hitting one, like, I hit it so hard by accident because you didn't know how much you're breathing in. And I just remember, like, coughing really hard and then, like, my chest hurt for a couple days. I'm like, this is not, I don't want to do this shit.
Yeah.
And then one time, I think a bong gave me bronchitis. I was like,
You got bronchitis from a bong?
I think so. I hit that. Yeah, I hit it so hard.
It was at the Comedy Store, I believe, that you would get bronchitis from a bong.
Yeah,
at the
maybe.
Comedy Store.
I was at some party. And yeah, I just was like, fuck this. I'm not.
Not worth it.
Yeah, it's not. Do you
smoke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I smoke weed.
But you do like the pens or whatever?
No, I like edibles.
Well, that's not smoking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
the edibles I'm afraid of.
You are?
Like, well, yeah, I
have
feel
you
like you
like,
take too much or, you know.
And then what, you get in your head?
I think I would.
Yeah. You don't think you'd go to Mel's and get a Southwest salad?
Maybe. It's a Santa Fe.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
They have really good patty melt there too. I'm not big on the breakfast there. I mean, I will do the steak and eggs, but
what about a milkshake?
Yeah, sometimes. It's been a while.
Milkshakes have to be sometimes things.
Yeah,
if you get a milkshake habit, that's almost worse than a drug.
Addiction. Yeah, it is. They do good ones there, though. I think they're one of the places where I like where they give you the shake and then they give you the tin.
Silver. Yeah. The tin hits.
It's kind of a cool thing. It tastes good out of that.
It tastes kind of better out of the tin.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I like
just
that they're not.
Put it in the tin.
Tin.
Leave it all in the tin. You know, don't put it in the glass. Yeah. I wonder if you could request that.
Leave it all in the tin.
Yeah.
But you know what I like about it is they're like, because I don't feel slighted. I feel like they're giving me all of the shake. They could just give you the one shake.
Right.
They didn't have to give you the remainder.
Yeah, that would be Joe Eats. Hey, this is Joe Eats. I'm here with a milkshake. I told them, leave it in the tin.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. You should do that.
It's fun.
Leave it in the tin.
Yeah.
I also don't like a straw with a milkshake. Nothing more frustrating.
Well,
it's a spoon situation.
No, but you should be able to drink it.
Well, sometimes it's too thick, and then it's like...
I mean, you're talking more on the malt side.
Oh, you're right.
So, but yeah, a little spoon action, but mostly straw.
Spoon and straw.
Right. It should be both. You don't want to eat it all with the spoon. That's just ice cream.
You're right.
Yeah, I am.
One thing Joe knows is food. Milkshake etiquette.
Yeah. Sorry, I do a lot of sips and...
Do you want more water?
I'm okay. Yeah, probably. Downing water. I drank probably
2 bottles?
10 beers last night, so...
Just
You're recovering.
Nice. It was a Christmas party, you know.
The Christmas party was fun.
Yeah, it was. Except for...
that Belgian beer.
Yeah, I had those, except for being slighted by my bosses, but...
Because you wanted the TV?
Yeah, I told everybody I was getting one. I said it, I said it on my podcast.
You did?
Oh, no.
Now I'm letting everybody down. Yeah, because I was a shoe-in.
And
that's
then
how
Guam stole it from
yeah.
you.
I mean, I guess Guam, fine. Yeah, he's like a hard worker or whatever, but I'm like his boss, basically, because I'm the captain.
You are?
The
self-proclaimed captain?
The staff gave it to me.
Oh.
Like,
so
you're,
what does
you're
that mean?
Our leader.
Report back to Joe?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because it used to be Luke Schwartz, right? And then now it's Joe.
Yes, Luke passed it off to me.
Luke yeah. had
Do
had
you
enough.
The seat?
What's that?
Do you wear the C?
I have a C, yeah.
Wait, what?
I got it sewn on.
Yeah, that's sick.
What are you talking about?
What are
I
you
didn't
talking
know,
about?
I didn't know that you're the captain and that you have a C sewn on to you.
Yeah, on my one pullover sweatshirt that I have. You'll see it.
It just says C for captain?
Yeah.
Is it embroidered?
Yeah. Took it to an embroidery store on Sunset.
You did?
Yeah.
Did Luke have that too?
He did, yeah.
Does every captain have a C on them, or is this just, like, a new thing?
I mean, they do that in hockey and, like...
Oh.
I think in football now, too, the players will have a C. But, yeah, I mean, Luke started it. It didn't happen for him. It's a made-up thing. It's not real. But,
does it make you feel more official, though?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm really sorry that I let everybody down by not getting the TV.
Well,
my dad texted me today. He's like, did you get the TV?
No,
yeah, he did. And I had to say no because I was talking to him on FaceTime last night.
What did he say?
I said, I'm going to get that TV tonight.
No. And then you tell him you didn't?
Yeah.
How did he handle that?
I don't know. He texted me right before we started doing this.
So he doesn't know.
No, I he's like... Well, I explained to him why the other guy got it. It was like it was more of a lifetime achievement award. And he's like, but is he also employee of the year? And I'm like, I guess. And that was the end of the conversation.
What's the worst date you've ever been on?
That's a good question. Yeah, there's definitely got to be one. Yeah, I just remember this one date. Where the woman just did not look like what I thought she, yeah. And then you're like a few minutes in and you're just like, you know, how do we do this for, you know, this whole night or whatever.
So did you stick it out?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't go that long. I want to say like maybe we had like two drinks and then.
And you're like, well.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I remember getting out of it somehow, but. Yeah, if you don't look like what I think you're going to look like, that's tough.
Did she look completely different?
I mean, I think just, like, heavier.
I feel like that happens
like,
probably a lot.
Probably a little different in the face, maybe. But
it was like a picture from 10 years ago.
Yeah, there's deceivers out there that'll put really old pictures. Well, that's why you got to do some recon.
Yeah,
like
you do.
I always, if I'm matching and talking and, like, getting ready to meet someone, I'll try my best to find them on, like, social media. And usually
Same.
You can.
Have you ever done a FaceTime before?
Yeah, I have done that.
Is that weird? I've never done
that. Well, actually, anytime I've done that, I've never actually met the person.
You're like, well, I think I'm good.
And then one time I did just, like, an audio call. Just a phone call, and, like, I couldn't even... I hate when you can't understand people on the phone.
Like,
and then
why
like
was
talk,
she mumbling?
They talk, like, too quiet or too fast, and
like,
it's like...
Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's just like, ugh. It's gross.
Enunciate,
Yeah,
bitch.
I can't hear you.
Speak up.
I do a lot of drink takes, and...
What do you mean?
Burping, like in the microphone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I do that on my podcast. I don't edit it, so
you burp.
It's all stays in, and then people email me like, hey, you got to stop.
People tell
stop,
you.
Stop drinking your latte.
No. Are you doing it loudly?
I try not to. I try to, like, turn or whatever.
I drink my latte.
Yeah, but you didn't make a sound. I'll do the or whatever. Sort of the swallow sound.
Have either of you been either of you guys like friends attempted to catfish you? I was hearing some stories going around the Comedy Store recently that somebody was like a comic was catfishing another comic.
Well, I had some friends do that to me through my podcast, but they didn't take it to like a crazy level.
Right. A moderately crazy level.
My friends Chad, you know, Chad Kroger, you know that guy.
Chad Kroger's so funny.
Yeah, him and Kevin Fard did it. They created a woman. I believe her name was Donna.
No, her name was Donna.
Yeah, and then they wrote in as she wrote in, she emailed to my podcast a few times, but it was them and just like complimenting me and, you know, like saying I'm sexy and stuff.
How did you find out it was them?
I mean, they admitted to it, but like I caught on that somebody was messing with me. I think by like the third time she wrote in, it was kind of, yes, I forget what it would say, but it was like kind of like, okay, this isn't real.
It was so over the top.
Yeah, it was a little like, yeah, I forget what the giveaway was, but.
Well, Donna doesn't seem like someone our age's name.
Right.
It seems like.
Like I have an aunt
named Donna. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah, there's some names that haven't really, that don't really
pertain to this time.
Aren't happening in our generation.
Like, I don't know any
especially
young
next generation.
Garys.
Yeah. Well, the only Gary, I know is Gary Faust, who produced my podcast when I was in Austin. Have you met Gary? Because you've been out there.
I've been out there a bunch. I don't know if I probably have. It sounds really familiar.
Yeah, he runs a thing out of his house. He does the podcast with like Uncle Laser and
Bob.
Bobby, yeah.
Yeah, Bobby Flake.
From
Nether Hour.
Nether Hour, yeah.
Yeah.
So you've seen Gary probably.
I probably have. Wait, so you were living in Austin until when?
Yeah, you remember that?
Were you living there during the pandemic?
I was there. It was November of 21.
Okay.
Until August of 22. I moved back to
So
LA.
You haven't been to the mothership yet?
No, I was waiting for it, and it never opened, and I got antsy.
Yeah.
And I left.
You gotta go.
Yeah, okay. People tell me.
Yeah, you'll love it.
Yeah, it seems great. You know, all my old bosses run it, so I would like to go see them and perform comedy. I know Adam's there.
Yeah, Adam's there. Curtis is there.
Curtis, yeah. What's Jody.
Jody,
I didn't know he was going to be there. I liked him a lot. He's my favorite boss or whatever.
Yeah, it's a good crew.
Yeah. Well, Curtis, too. He's good to work for.
Yeah, Curtis is awesome.
None of that was open when I was there. It was like that and like Sunset Strip was not there.
Oh, so it was Creek in the Cave?
Yeah, it was just that.
And Vulcan.
And I'm like going around with Jeffrey, who I love. Burner. Jeffrey's a good friend of mine. Yeah, Burner. Like going around doing open mics. I'm too good to be here.
Yeah.
Way too good.
Been doing this for so long.
Yeah, Jeffrey, we're going to open mics in North Austin at coffee shops. I'm not doing this, man.
Yeah. At a certain point, you have to have some type of boundaries around what you will and won't do.
Yeah.
Like for a while, I'd be like, what's the pay? They're like, it's $20. And I'd be like, I'll be there. Now I'm like, no, I'm not driving for an hour for $20.
Yeah, there's no going to San Diego.
Yes. Going to San Diego.
Yeah, for one show. Yeah, get a life.
I did that for so many years
when
I first started.
Yeah, I never wanted to do it. My instinct was to not do it. And then people are like, yeah, you got to go do
it. You got to go to San Diego, man.
Yeah, and drive then 4 hours for a 10-minute spot.
You do 7 and 10 and have to pay for your own parking.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Yeah, the driving there and,
yeah, the
sucks.
San Diego's.
I mean, I'll do a weekend there like I did a club with Chad and JT. You know, we stayed the whole weekend. Yeah, fine. But
yeah, that's different.
The one spot? No.
One time I did a one-nighter to and from one day, drove to San Jose.
Why?
Because I was like a year into comedy. I was like, sure, I'll drive. I'll drive everyone to San Jose. Took 6 hours each way.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I've done that. I've drove to San Francisco before. I'm like, I'll never do this again.
Yeah.
I drove to Phoenix once.
For comedy?
No, neither of these were for comedy. It was like I had friends living in those cities and to visit. But I'm like, I'm not a road trip guy.
You're not?
No, I prefer plane.
Same.
Prefer plane. I don't know. I like air travel.
Yeah.
Yeah. The road.
Do you have a favorite airline?
3 or 4 hours out of the car. I mean, they all let people down. Everyone has to tweet about, oh, the American Air, fuck you, or whatever.
Yeah. At Delta, lost my luggage again.
I mean, I typically, when I have the choice, I typically pick American.
Mm-hmm.
People are probably like, oh, fuck them. Yeah, okay.
Everyone has different issues with different airlines.
Yeah, whatever
Spirit
airline.
Spirit is obviously the worst.
Wherever you're delayed, that's the bad airline. Yeah. No, I mean, I've had delays with all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spirit is terrible. Yeah, that's one I won't fly.
That's one. Like, when I first started comedy, I'm like, it's the cheapest. And then they just charge you for everything. Like, oh, you want headphones? You want water?
Yeah.
That'll cost you.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Yeah, but I mean, I would say probably I don't get to fly it often, but I flew JetBlue to New York.
JetBlue is amazing.
Yeah, that's a pretty impressive airline.
That one is a favorite.
Yeah. Well, like I go to Chicago. There's no JetBlue.
To Chicago.
To O'Hare, I don't believe. Yeah. So, Christmas, I'm flying Southwest.
Southwest is a little feral because they don't give you seats. You have to
you get in line.
You get in line and then it's like first come, first serve.
Yeah, I like that.
You do?
Yeah. In Southwest, they had that whole debacle last holiday season, if you remember. So I think they're ready to make up for it this year. So I trust them. And I got a good price on the flight. And I think that's why, because I think people remember.
Remember their whole system shut down. Oh, and everyone got stranded?
Yeah. So I don't think that's going to happen again. Imagine if it happened again.
That'd be bad.
Be big trouble for me.
Yeah, it would be. What's the worst Christmas present you've ever gotten? Is there one that sticks out?
I just remember as a kid, I'd be disappointed if I got clothes.
Yeah. Because it's also, for me, it would always be clothes that I would never personally pick out. It would be something that my mom thought was cute.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, I hate this.
Yeah, my mom did that too. But I guess, when I would open and see socks, I'm like, okay, where's the pool table?
Yeah.
I want to play pool.
Do you like pool?
Yeah, we had one growing up.
You did? Are you good at pool?
Pretty good, yeah. Darts, I really like now. I like these bar games.
You do? What about Big Buck? What is it? Big Buck Jenga? Hunter?
Big Jenga.
Do you like Big Jenga?
Yeah. No, not Big Buck Hunter. I don't like that game.
You don't? What about foosball?
Foosball is okay. I mean, I prefer air hockey.
Air hockey is way more fun than foosball. Yeah. Foosball, it's like, I'm sorry, am I going to get carpal tunnel from twisting those things?
Yeah, all the twisting and then the four guys. I don't know which guy to hit. Yeah. It's kind of dumb.
And people get into it.
Yeah.
So. Did you know that comedian Kelsey Cook, her family?
Yeah, they're like pros.
They're pro foosball players.
You can't be that.
But she does. Dude. She
I just found this out. And I was like, there's no way.
Stuff.
Is there?
Yeah. Her parents are like professionals. And then I helped run a comedy club in Orange County, and we're attached to like a Dave and Buster's type thing.
Oh, okay.
And I've seen her like hustle people, dude. She's like really good.
What?
Okay.
She'll pretend she'll take the cockiest looking person, and then she'll be like, I don't know, like, should we play a game? And then just like, she could do like trick shots. She's like, whoa. Shooting it in the air and it's still making it.
What?
So you can you make money from being a professional foosball player?
I think so. I mean, they have professional cornhole tournaments. So
that's crazy. The name cornhole does something to me that makes me feel weird. I don't like the name.
Yeah, I prefer bags. Yeah, cornhole sounds like...
It sounds like a nickname for like a butthole or something,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Hustling on the Vegas Strip. Wrists of Fury. I like that name. Oh, All Things Comedy.
Where you have your podcast.
Yeah, it's my company. Not my company. It's Bill Burr and Al Madrigal's company. But
so she'll pretend like she doesn't really know.
Oh, yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, you turn it, blah, blah. And then what happens? She goes, ape shit.
Yeah, let's see her go ape shit.
On those handles.
Okay, so.
Was she just like, oh, my God, I made it.
And then, yeah, watch. Let me see if I can find, like, something of her, like actually doing, like a crazy trick shot.
What? It doesn't even seem like she's trying.
I know.
Yeah. She's like deceivingly so
she's
good.
She just like flips it really hard.
Really hard and just goes
she's
in.
She's got the spin down.
So she just kills them, basically.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good shot.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, she's got the wrist action.
How much do professional foosball players make a year?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Better not be much.
What if it is?
That'd be annoying.
Professional foosball players make. Should we get... Around $85,000 a year.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Imagine just committing years to foosball. Like what we did with comedy, but to foosball.
Yeah, I guess you could.
I guess you could, yeah. You show up with wristbands on because you hurt your wrist.
Yeah, I would imagine you gotta...
You gotta ice the wrist. Yeah.
Yeah, especially the way she does, if they're all doing it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like moving my wrist that much. Like,
I have a surgically
repaired left wrist.
You
look
do?
At this.
What happened there?
Football injury.
Oh, you played football?
Yeah, metal in here in high school.
Oh.
Plate, screws.
Does it hurt?
No, I don't ever.
Does it go off when you go through the airport?
Nah, it doesn't do that.
It doesn't? Whoa.
No.
So you played football?
Yeah, I played football for 10, 11 years. Yeah.
Did you like it? You loved it?
It was fun, but yeah, I mean, you're banging your head around.
Did you get any concussions?
I probably did for sure, but like undiagnosed.
Right.
Like they didn't have the big thing when I was growing up of, you know,
CTE.
Everyone's very aware of, you know, be careful with the concussions. And
yeah.
I mean, I remember going to get like a CAT scan one time in high school, but. I didn't really say I had a concussion, I guess, but maybe it was mild.
A light, a diet concussion, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. But well, yeah, a big football player.
What position were you?
I played quarterback.
Oh, damn.
Safety and cornerback.
What's safety?
So you're in the back of the defense.
Okay. But the quarterback's offense.
Yeah, that's the...
Leader. That's the guy.
Yeah.
So you were essentially the captain.
Yeah, and then throughout my life, I pretty much played every position except, like, line, because I'm not big like that.
Is line defense?
And offense, but those are where the big guys
are. The big fucks.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's fun. My brother still plays Thanksgiving football. He's 42.
Do you play with him?
No, I don't play that anymore. I mean, as a family, we would play. Forever, and now my brother's like the only one left, and he's playing with like other families. He's not even our family anymore.
He plays in like just with
random Italians.
No,
in the neighborhood. No, it's friends of ours, but yeah, it's not our family.
Funny.
You know,
that's so funny.
He's keeping it alive.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving thing? Food
like a
wise,
dish.
Yeah,
it's a good question. It's not turkey. Turkey's kind of over it. Yeah,
it makes you so
fading.
Tired.
Everyone's down on it these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And turkeys are expensive.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, if you want to buy an organic turkey for, like, five people, six people, you're going to drop, like, over $100.
That's crazy. I
on a turkey. And they're not even, it's not even that great.
Yeah. I like a good casserole.
Which kind? Green bean?
I like, no way. Why do you? No, like, I like a broccoli cheese casserole.
That sounds good.
With some cracker crumbs.
That sounds good.
On the top. And then I also really like when people, make stuffing better, like adds. Okay, so like my brother makes a Italian sausage stuffing, which is
that
great.
Is good.
Really, well, you've had
it? Yeah, my mom makes an Italian sausage stuffing.
Oh, cool!
It's so good.
Yeah, my mom never thought to make that. My brother came up with it, so
it's so good.
Really good. Yeah,
I love stuffing. Stuffing, I think, is my favorite.
Yeah, stuffing can be great.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
you're indifferent. You see, that was
yeah.
That was like, could take them or leave them. Not my favorite.
Yeah. I mean, I did get those at the diner the other night.
You did? At Mel's?
Yeah, because I had this thing where I got the French dip. So I'm like, the au jus.
Kind of gravy-esque.
Right. Would be nice to dump onto the mashed potatoes. And it was nice. So
you occasionally will fuck with the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, but I got to put something on it.
Right.
Some kind of sauce or gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's our podcast.
That's it?
That's it. All right. We went about an hour?
Yeah, almost.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You cut yours off at an hour?
I cut it off at 45.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah. I've been rambling for an hour and a half on mine.
You do?
Yeah, I should probably cut it down, but I have a lot to say.
You're a talkative guy. Okay, so where can people find you? Do you have anything you want to promote? Do you everything?
When does this come out?
This comes out on Wednesday.
What is today?
Monday.
Yeah, it is. Okay. I mean, I'm doing eight. This is the one show that I'm doing outside of the Comedy Store. But yeah, you can typically find me at the Comedy Store. I run the Door Guy show every Friday night.
Oh, in the Belly Room?
The Belly Room, 10:30 p.m.
Cool.
I'm typically performing on those. And then I'll be at Aviator Nation.
I love doing that show because you get cool
Venice.
Sweats.
Yeah, on this Saturday, the 16th.
That's a fun show.
Yeah, it's a cool show. Steve Fury
does that.
He's the one that hosts the one that I'm doing because I know multiple people. But yeah, and then just on Instagram and...
What's your Instagram?
Joe Marese, MarreSe. Well, you'll probably spell it.
I'll link to it, yeah.
And then... yeah, my podcast, Joe Code, you can check out. It's everywhere. Listen to it, YouTube it.
Spotify.
I prefer watching it. I like people to watch it.
Yeah, that's the best way to take
Spotify,
in a podcast.
Yeah. But I guess people have to,
commute.
Right. So.
Or like sometimes they're at work.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people like to listen to podcasts at work. If I had a desk job, I'd be doing that for sure.
And then people at the gym, they like to listen to podcasts. So yeah, listen. It's on all those platforms. Watch it on YouTube.
Hell yeah. Thank you for coming on. This was so fun.
Yeah, Sarah, thank you. Great to be here. Thanks a lot for having me.
Of course. Thank you guys so much for listening. You can find me here every Wednesday on Shank and every Monday on This Bitch. A reminder, Kim and I are coming to the Brea Improv on December 27th. That's 2 days after Christmas. Get tickets for that. And then This Bitch and Friends show returns to the Comedy Store main room January 14th, 7:30. Tickets for that in the link in my bio as well. Buy some merch, support my Patreon, patreon.com/SarahWeinchink, and we'll see you next week. Bye.